It's July 2nd, 2020, and you're watching Frog Pants Plays Daily with me, Scott Johnson. All right, you guys, I made a weird purchase today. I found out that Mr. Driller, it's got an extended name like Mr. Driller and Drillland or something. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Mr. Driller Drillland. It's here on my Switch here. I made an impulse purchase because I used to love Mr. Driller on the GameCube. It was one of my favorite puzzle games ever made, and it's right up there with Tetris, so I was thinking, oh, I got to get me some Mr. Driller because it's only $30. And then I thought, oh, $30. I think I paid that already for that game back in the day. But I went ahead and did it anyway because Mr. Driller is awesome and I can't wait to play it. And because it's on the Switch, I'll be playing this in bed. All right. That's what I do. I play my video games in bed. The Atari VCS launches this fall, and pre-orders are open now. Are you going to run out and do it? Well, let's find out. Atari has been building a new home console designed to play both classic and modern games for over 3 years now. Yeah, that's how long it's been. It's finally coming to store shelves later this year. It was renamed from the Atari box to the Atari VCS. This is back in 2018, and not to be confused with the Atari 2600, which was also known as the VCS. The VCS is now available for pre-order. Orders will be filled this fall. This new console will include a reimagining of Missile Command as a launch title called Missile Command Recharged. I think that's already on phones. Isn't that already on phones? Per the announcement, more games for the console will be announced soon. The system is going to cost you a pretty $300 with a $400 bundle that includes the classic joystick and a modern controller. GameStop appears to have slightly different prices listed, however, with the all-in edition coming in at $10 cheaper, so maybe you'll get it for less there. So I have some thoughts on this thing. I'm not that interested in it. I do like their adherence to the old wooden look of the console from back in the old days, even though it's not real wood. But I want to know, where's the modern pack-in of combat? You remember combat? That came with the Atari 2600 that my dad bought. And there it was. You had tanks and you were riding around and shooting each other. It was fantastic. Why not a new version of that? Why don't you just team up with the World of Tanks people and make like a modern looking combat game? Call it combat. You already have all the assets. You get tanks and sound effects and explosions and everything. You got your combat. Put it on your VCS. Put it on your Atari. They should also make a terrible Pac-Man game to go with this thing. Do you guys remember the old Pac-Man game that came out on the Atari 2600? They weren't even dots you were eating. They were like bars. And even the art on the front of the thing had them grabbing these things like candy bars out of the air and eating them on this artwork. And the game itself was freaking terrible. If I had my wish, it would be that would exist and probably be for free. Or to really make it great, make it like $50 so it's an embarrassment to your wallet that you would ever spend money on such a piece of hot garbage. Also, can I attach this to my old UHF connectors on my Zenith TV, the old 12-inch piece of crap color one I had when I was a kid? Is that possible? Oh, you say no, you say? Well, then forget it. All right, we all know about the new Cyberpunk 2077 November release date. Got pushed from September to November. But did you know they also cut the wall running feature? Did you even know there was going to be a wall running feature? Well, there was. There's not now. Level designer Max Pears, or is it Pears? Not sure. Told Game Reactor that while wall running has been cut for design reasons, the game will offer players, quote, a lot of flexibility on how they will move through the world. He also says this, quote, ah, the wall running. That is something that we removed due to design reasons, and there's still going to be a lot of flexibility about how you move, that's for sure, says Max Pears. I'll be honest, I didn't know there was wall running in the game. But it made me think. It worked really well in Titanfall 2. That had really cool wall running. Maybe Titanfall 1 did too, but Titanfall 2 is maybe a better example of it. And some of those Call of Duties had wall running, and those seemed to work pretty well. So I don't know what the problem was. Other first-person shooters have managed it. Maybe the world's too complex. Also, at the same time, if I'm honest about this, I'm not really into the kind of action that this is inside of a thoughtful, story-driven RPG. I'm more interested in what that world is, who those characters are, what I'm going to do in that world, and one of them is not worrying about whether I'm running on walls or not. I don't know. It may have been rad, but obviously they took it out for a reason. You can email me about this if you want to, but I'm curious if you have a favorite traversal system or mechanic in a first-person shooter. I don't know what mine is. Now that I think about this, what is it? I don't actually know what it is. Here's what it is. It's Unreal Tournament on that facing worlds map, or is like the two tower sitting on the chunks of land out in space, and there's just like a little bit of skinny land between them, and you had to go back and forth, and they had like the Redeemer missiles up in the upsides. And anyway, we would turn gravity on low, and we would have Instagib going, and then all our lives were better as a result. It's not really a way to travel, though, is it? Anyway, if you have an answer to my actual question, let me know. Devolver Digital is doing a Direct, or a Devolver Direct 2020, and it's coming very soon with some new game reveals. The Devolver Direct 2020 is going to stream on Twitch, Steam, and other places on July 11th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. It's 1 p.m. my time. They promise in a press release that, quote, the seventh best indie game label will step up to the plate once more and whiff real hard with a live pre-recorded presentation. Oh, those guys are such chuckleheads. The presentation will contain some reveals of new games, along with some gameplay footage, release dates, and special guest presenters. Demos of Carrion, Disc Room, and an unannounced game. All of these things have been promised, and the footage we see will come from games that are nearly all gameplay, says the release. At some point in the presentation, it's likely to focus on Serious Sam 4, but that's only a guess. We have zero confirmation on that. All right, I want to talk about Devolver for a second because I really like a lot of the games that they publish. In fact, most of them. And I really like the small stuff, the indie stuff. I always think Broforce is a good example of this. I always loved Broforce, and they made Broforce. Unless I'm thinking of that wrong, and if I am, one of you will tell me. But I'm pretty sure that that was the case, and maybe even one of the first times I saw the Devolver name and thinking, hey, what's this? And then loving that game. Still play it today. It's amazing. I have thoughts on Serious Sam. Here's my main thought. Serious Sam 4, right? It's 4. It needs to play like Doom 2016. That's the kind of control and feel I want. Otherwise, I may not be into it, and I'll move on from it too soon. And also, lots of those guys that run with bombs in their hands and scream. More of those guys, please. Also, I hope they show off more tiny roguelike experiences. They're some of my favorite things in the market. So more little bitty experiences. Roguelikes are fine. Stuff where I can go in and do a run and come out and do a run again and slowly get better at it and eventually beat the thing. Those are my jam. You want to make them look 8-bit? Fine. You want to be 16-bit with it? Fine. You want to make them look modern? I don't care. I don't care what you do. Just make some of those, Devolver Digital. We got an email from Chi, who wrote in and says, the outtakes are amazing. Please keep those. In fact, maybe use those clips like how Jackie Chan movies use his outtakes during the credits, a.k.a. Use this to overlay mentions of Patreon, stuff like that, Patreon supporters and how to get there and how to email me and things. That's a great idea. I might do that. So a lot of you have written in, said, hey, I really like the outtakes. Please keep doing those. The goal would be to make less of them because I'd screw up less, right? But until I stop screwing up, I'll definitely give you the outtakes. There have already been some here today. You just don't know about it yet. So stick around till the end of the show. We also got a correction. This from The Undreamed on Twitter, the_undreamed. He says, great, except Modern Warfare has 150 players in its Battle Royale, not 100. They're adding 50 more to make it 200 for the new limited time mode. I was wrong. I thought it was 100 like everybody else, but no, it's 150. Maybe this is my new excuse for why I suck so bad in that game. Of little consequence today, remember The Witcher, Witcher 3 Wild Hunt? Big game, you know, same studio that's putting out Cyberpunk later this year. Came out in 2015, possibly the greatest game of that year and maybe one of the greatest games ever made. Well, there was a lady in it that annoyed me, and so here she is.
Splendid.
That is going to do it for today's edition of Frog Pants Plays Daily. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you want more information, go to frogpantsplays.com. That's frogpantsplays.com. Or leave a comment below. I read them and reply to them. Okay? I don't just let the comments on YouTube go crazy. I will never say the phrase, like and subscribe. Okay, you guys can do that if you want to, but I'm not going to ask for it because I freaking hate that when people say it. So I'm not going to say it. That's going to do it. I'll see you guys tomorrow, for one more of these this week. See you then. Test, 1, 2, 1, 2. Are you talking in my head? Brr, can't tell. Brr. Missile command, appears to have slightly different price lists. So I have some thats. Check out these thats. Check out the fats on Brad. You can email. You can email me. Twitch, stream, beam, squeam. The presentation will contain... I wish I could speak English today. We got an email...